I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 23rd. Everything about black holes is extreme. That includes the range of their masses, from a few times the mass of the Sun to a few billion. But there's not much in the middle, between about 100 and 100,000 times the Sun's mass. Those middleweights are known as intermediate mass black holes, and they're extremely rare. Astronomers have cataloged no more than a few dozen of them, but some recent work has solidified the cases for two of them. One of the black holes is in IRS 13, a star cluster that's quite close to the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy. The cluster is more tightly packed than any other cluster in the Milky Way. Astronomers recently looked at stars at the cluster's heart. The stars appear to be orbiting something small but heavy. The most likely culprit is a black hole about 30,000 times the mass of the Sun. The other black hole is in the heart of Omega Centauri, the biggest star cluster in the galaxy. Earlier studies had suggested the cluster has a black hole up to 40,000 times the Sun's mass. Hubble Space Telescope revealed that several stars near the center of Omega Centauri move especially fast, so fast that they would be flung out of the cluster if they weren't held in place by something especially heavy. That anchor appears to be a black hole more than 8,000 times the mass of the Sun, a rare intermediate mass black hole. You can find more about black holes in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.